From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is calling on Congress to quickly pass legislation that would overhaul the U.S. healthcare system.
Every argument has been made. Everything there is to say about healthcare has been said, and just about everybody has said it. So now's the time to make a decision about how to finally reform health care so that it works.
The president is speaking right now at the White House. The president says Congress owes the American people a final vote on health care legislation. The economy is showing some signs of life. A new report shows the number of planned layoffs fell to its lowest level since 2006. NPR's Sonari Glinton has more on the story.
Planned layoffs are essentially when employers look at the books and cut jobs to save projected costs. A new report from the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas shows the number of reported layoffs is 77% lower than it was in February of last year. John Challenger's firm wrote the report.
It may be some months before hiring begins to surge, but it's clear that employers have shifted away from downsizing and are poised to start adding workers.
Challenger predicts workers can still expect to see more cuts, but they'll likely come as a result of mergers and acquisitions. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
Two powerful aftershocks have rocked central Chile today. Their magnitude was 6 and 5.9. Frightened residents ran for higher ground for fear of tsunami. A local tsunami alert was called, but no warning has been issued by the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center. Two suicide bombers in Iraq have killed more than 30 people in Baqaba as campaigning for Sunday's parliamentary election reaches its height. 50 others were injured. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has this report from Baghdad.
The first two attacks came in close succession, suicide car bombers detonating the explosives hidden in their vehicles. Their target appeared to be a police station in the center of the city. The third attack came later at the local hospital. A man wearing a suicide vest blew himself up as the emergency services were bringing in the wounded. Today's bombings, the deadliest for nearly a month, will confirm the fears of many here who've been expecting some sort of an attack as polling day nears. The vote is seen as a pivotal moment for Iraq.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse. Embattled New York Governor David Patterson faces a new accusation. A state ethics board charges he used his position to get free tickets to a pro baseball game. The New York Public Integrity Commission alleges Patterson's tickets were to see the New York Yankees play in the World Series, and the commission alleges he lied about the matter. Patterson is already facing allegations he wrongly interfered with a domestic violence case. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 10,435. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Gay and lesbian couples are applying for marriage licenses in Washington, D.C. Same-sex marriage is now legal in the Capitol. There is a 3-business-day waiting period. The first actual marriages will be held next week. Last fall, D.C. lawmakers approved the unions, but because of the city's status as a federal district, the law was reviewed by Congress. The review period expired yesterday. A former member of Britain's intelligence has been arrested. As Larry Miller reports from London, he is accused of trying to sell secrets to a foreign government.
25-year-old Daniel Houghton worked for MI6, Britain's external spy agency. He's accused of breaking the Official Secrets Act. Prosecutors say he stole top-secret files and offered to sell them for nearly $3 million to an unspecified country. Houghton allegedly copied the files onto CDs and DVDs. The dual British-Dutch national was arrested after a sting in which British intelligence posed as the buyer. Had the files fallen into foreign hands, the court was told it would have compromised the ability of the security services to gather intelligence and potentially endanger national security. If convicted, Houghton faces up to 9 years in prison. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Greek government is boosting taxes on many items, including the sales tax and cutting government spending, such as salaries and pensions. Greece is facing a staggering debt load of nearly 13% of its gross domestic product. Greek leaders say they might even ask the International Monetary Fund for help for their government. But Greece's finance minister says Athens would prefer to ask the European Union for financial assistance. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.